Göttingen was not all physics and poetry.
Robert also found himself attracted to Charlotte Riefenstahl, a German physics student and one of the prettiest women on campus. They had met on a student overnight trip to Hamburg. Riefenstahl was standing on the train platform when she glanced down at the assembled luggage, and her eyes were drawn to the one suitcase not made from cheap cardboard or worn brown leather. "What a beautiful thing," she said to Professor Frank, pointing to the shiny tan leather pigskin grip. "Whose is it?"
"Who else but Oppenheimer's?" said Frank with a shrug.
On the train ride back to Göttingen, Riefenstahl asked someone to point out Oppenheimer.
And when she sat down beside him, he was reading a novel by André Gide, the contemporary French novelist whose works dwelt on the individual's moral responsibility for the affairs of the world. To his astonishment, he discovered that this pretty woman had read Gide and could intelligently discuss his work.
Upon arriving in Göttingen, Charlotte casually mentioned how much she admired his pigskin bag.
Robert acknowledged the compliment, but seemed perplexed that anyone would bother to admire his luggage. When Riefenstahl later recounted the conversation to a fellow student, he predicted that Robert would soon try to give her the bag. Among his many eccentricities, everyone knew that Robert felt compelled to give away any possession of his that was admired. Robert was smitten with Charlotte and courted her as best he could in his stiff, excessively polite manner.
So too did one of Robert's classmates, Friedrich Georg Huttermans, a young physicist who had made a name for himself with a paper on the energy production of stars. Like Oppenheimer, Fritz, or Fizzle to some of his friends, had come to Göttingen with a family trust fund.
He was the son of a Dutch banker, and his mother was German and half-Jewish, a fact that Huttermans was unafraid to advertise. Contemptuous of authority and armed with a dangerous wit, Huttermans liked to tell his Gentile friends, "When your ancestors were still living in the trees, mine were already forging checks." As a teenager growing up in Vienna, he had been expelled from his gymnasium, high school, for publicly reading the Communist Manifesto on May Day. He and Oppenheimer were virtual contemporaries, and both would receive their doctorates in 1927. They shared a passion for literature and Charlotte. As fate would have it, Oppenheimer and Huttermans would later both work on developing an atomic bomb, but Huttermans would do so in Germany.